He took some x-ray of the mine over there and told me that mine had deteriorated and wore out when you... I've had that and broke once. Mm-hmm. Playing baseball.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What happened to your knee? Was it just some kind of disease or what?
No, just arthritis. Just walk on it, don't go much. I used to bird hunt, take lunch, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah. Just done a lot. I've been on these trucks and delivering and stuff like that, you know, for years. I used to haul bread up here. In the last 25 years, I hauled it out into Oklahoma. And when I was running up north here, I'd haul just about everything. These old farmers up through here and these store owners back in the early days when I started, about 20s, 30s, why, there wasn't too many cars in town. And I'd do all their stores, banking business, you know, all their bank sacks to mean them, get the change for doing business and deposit. They just put a slip in there. When I'd get in there, I'd have an armful of them. I'd tear them in there and bank, whichever one they done, had two banks up there. And they'd make the chain and everything. I had to whack around and pick them up, haul them back. Mm-hmm. I done that for 18 years. Mm-hmm. In the last 25 years I was on the run, I run over in Oklahoma, newspapers and bread and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is this pretty good hunting country around here?
Yeah. You know what you want to hunt. It's good deer hunting country, and it's good just about any kind. Mm-hmm. Quail, deer, squirrels. We have squirrels hopping all around here now.
What kind of squirrels do you have around here?
Little gray here. They, once in a while, a fox squirrel come in here, but gray squirrels run him off that quick, you know.
People been telling me about a black squirrel around here.
You find them once in a while down in the bottom. I've seen black ones. I've killed them one or two, and white ones too. And, there in the Pond Creek bottom before they went to cutting that out. You can see them every once in a while down there.
I've never seen one of those.
Never seen one. Yeah, you see a black squirrel every now and then, a white one.
Tell you one other thing I see around here that I don't see much of, these armadillos.
Yeah, there are a lot of them getting in here now. You see them out on the road where they run over them. I'd say 25 years ago, I don't believe there's one in the country around here.
Where they come from?
There goes a squirrel hopping down there right now, see him?
Yeah.
I don't know, they got curled up, you know, in there, and they protect it that way, but when the car or something hits one, that gets him.
Well, is your wife from this part of the country?
I think she was raised right up around Mena. And Granny's up here, mostly. She's been here in the Queen for 50 years, I guess.
Isn't
or longer. Let's see, me and her have been married 46, 7 years. And she's come from up there, down here. She's been around in this county, I'd say, for 55, 60 years.
What county's Mena in?
That's in Polk County.
P-O-L-K. Is that where her people are from?
Oh, they come from our way down. Her dad did come from our way and landed down in, I guess, I don't know, and then they come on down to Granny's. She had an uncle run a store up there for years. That's her mother's brother, Hunt Gates, and he come in here and built a house over here. His son is here last night. It's nothing. They live in Ada, Oklahoma. That's a cut.
How far along did she get in school?
I think she finished school. I'm not sure. Her sister did over here. I think she did too.
Finished high school?
Yeah. That's about all the students she had. Just high school.